Lesson: Paul and Silas. Message: Jesus Christ grants freedom to everyone who believes in him. Bible text: Acts chapter 16, verse 9 to 40. Paul and Silas in prison. One night, Paul had a vision. In his vision, a man from Macedonia came and asked him to help the people there. The next day, Paul prepared himself and left for Macedonia. He took his friend Silas with him. In Macedonia, which at that time was under Roman rule, a group of men accused Paul and Silas of wronging them. They took Paul and Silas into the marketplace to the magistrates and said, "These men are Jews who create trouble within our city. They teach customs that are against the law for Romans to receive or observe." All the people who were watching turned against Paul and Silas. The magistrates ordered that Paul and Silas be beaten and then thrown into prison. The jailer was told to guard the two men very carefully. He put them in the innermost part of the jail and bound their feet so they could not escape. That night in prison, Paul and Silas prayed and sang hymns to God. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake. All the doors of the prison opened, and the chains on the prisoners fell off. When the jailer woke up and saw that the doors of the prison had been opened, he assumed the prisoners were gone, and he was afraid. He drew his sword to kill himself, but Paul said to the jailer, saying, "Do not harm yourself. We are all here." The jailer called for a light, ran into the prison, and humbled himself in front of them. He asked Paul and Silas what he must do to be saved. Paul responded, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household." The jailer brought Paul and Silas to his home, where they spoke the word of God to the jailers and to his family. After the jailer washed Paul and Silas' wounds and filled them, he and all his family and servants were baptized. He was filled with joy. Suggestions for the teacher: lead in, show the picture to the children, discuss with them what they see, ask what she or he may feel. Let some of the children play the story in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide disguise, fancy dress, a chain, spears, a bottle of water, a torch. Use the church door as the door of the prison, as the door of the jail. lesson instruction, begin telling the story. Discuss with the children, what are Paul and Silas doing in jail? They pray and sing hymn to God. If a prisoner escapes, what is the punishment for the guard? He is put to death. How were the door of the jail opened? By an earthquake. How did the jailer react? He thinks everyone in the jail has escaped and wants to take his own life. What does he do? What does he do when he sees Paul and Silas? He realizes that he too needs salvation. He asks Paul to baptize him and his family. Have the children repeat. Even under bad circumstances, Paul and Silas praise God. God the Almighty can save us from tribulations. God wants us to share the gospel with other people so that they are saved. Real life application. Paul told the guard that in order to be saved, he had to believe in Jesus. Jesus wants to grant freedom to all who believe in him. We too share the joy and hope of the gospel with others around. Repeat the message. Jesus Christ grants freedom to everyone who believes in him.